Hey, everybody, welcome to Traffic Keys. And I got a question for you today. Is your persona in pain? Is your persona in pain? Last week, we started talking about personas on last Friday, and today we're continuing with part two of understanding your personas. Welcome to Traffic Keys. I am your host, Atiba, and I am here to help teach you the keys to organic traffic. So if you're a business owner and you're looking to generate more traffic to your website, you are in the right place. So let's jump right in and get going with this. We're talking about personas again. And just to do a quick recap on personas, what are personas? I'm not talking about persons, right? I'm talking about personas and persona development. This is one of my key frameworks in understanding your audience. I've talked to you guys before, and I'm going to say it again. You have to be obsessed with knowing your audience. Know all about them, know what they're like, what they don't like, and personas help you do that. They are one of your biggest tools, if used correctly, in helping you define your audience and become obsessed with your audience. Okay. So what are personas? We're not talking about just demographics, guys, because anybody can do that. Anybody can say, hey, I want women between 35 and 39. I want men between 50 and 53. Anybody can do that. That's simple. What we're talking about is marrying the demographics and psychographics of your audience together. Understanding not only their demographics, but also how they think and how they feel and what moves them to action. Putting those two together, that is what causes creates a fantastic persona. Now, if you did get a chance to watch last week's message, go back and watch that. It was last week, Friday, when we delved all into it, because there's a really great example in there about two 11-year-old girls. I think they were 11, but two 11-year-old girls and how they both went to the fish store, the pet store, for two very different reasons. And the key here, guys, is when you're defining your personas, the purpose of doing this is to learn to communicate to your audience, to communicate where they are and what they need to hear. So that's what we're going to talk about today, because what we're going to be communicating with them on first is their pain. I want you to stop for a moment and think about this statement, because a lot of people don't like this statement. And if you stop and think about it, you'll realize it's true. Nobody buys your product unless they're in some sort of pain that they're trying to get out of. Now, your product may bring pleasure, and that's a good thing. But that pleasure is because they were in some pain before. Nobody pulls into a fast food restaurant because they're full. They pull in because they're hungry. Nobody goes to an accountant to do their taxes and get their taxes done just because they think it's cool. They do that because they don't know what they're doing and they don't want to get in trouble with the IRS. There is some type of pain that your customer is in, and there is some type of pain that you solve for your customer. Now, here's the beauty, and this is where we get into with personas. Each of your personas in your business may want your product and service to satisfy a different pain. They may not all be in the same pain. For example, I may go to an accountant and choose this accountant and go over here because last year I paid way too much in taxes and I don't want to do that again. Somebody else may go to an accountant because they try to do their taxes and then they got audited and they got in trouble. And so now they're going to a professional because they don't know what they're doing. So on and so forth. But both of those people are going to the same accountant. And the accountant is providing the same service. But they are solving different pain points for that customer. And that's the thing that you have to become crystal clear on, are what are the different potential pain points you can solve for your customer. Now, the point of personas is that you cannot solve problems for every single person. You're defining who your ideal customers are. And there may be two or three different types of ideal customers. Okay. So that accountant, he may or she may get the client who was burned by the IRS because they did their taxes wrong before, but that may not be who they actually want to serve. And that's okay. That's okay. They may still buy, but they may not be their ideal customer. The point of personas is we're defining your ideal customer. So that thought that you're having about, oh my gosh, my problem can solve, or my solution can solve so many different problems, I need you to stop that thought for a moment. Because our point and our goal here is to focus in on the one or two, maybe three problems that your ideal customer may have that you are solving. Any more than three, and you're really screwing it up. I'm just being blunt with you. Okay, you're doing too much. You need to stop. Really and truly, if you can keep it to one or two, you're going to be golden, because then you can talk to people directly where they are. So now you're probably asking, okay, so problems. How do I figure out the problem, the pain that they're in, so on and so forth? And here's what I'm going to share with you guys. And I'm going to dive into this. We may not cover it all today, and we may come back next week, Friday, and pick it up and cover some more. But there are three. There are three types of pain every single human is in. Okay? And this is three types of pain that they're in when they show up to you, when they show up to buy any product or service. Three. The first one, they're having an external pain or an external problem. The second one is an internal pain or an internal problem. And then the third is a philosophical pain or problem. Now, what does all of that mean? Let me give you the very high level here on each one of those. The external pain or problem that someone is in is typically what they say out of their mouth when they show up to you. I need a this. I need a that. I have a problem with this. I have a problem with that. That's their external problem. The thing they say out of their mouth. Their external problem. Most of us have gotten good at trying to solve people's external problems. You said this was your problem, and then I try to solve it, but then you still weren't happy, right? We see this even in relationships, guys, right? In marriages, right? Someone said, my problem is this. This is my problem. And you try to solve what they said. And you try to solve what they said with your solution, and they're still not happy. And you're wondering, well, but my solution is perfect for your external problem that you presented me. And then if you dig a little bit deeper, then you find out there's another problem that's going on. And let me ask you, have you ever said this? Drop it in the chat if you've ever said this. If you had just told me that up front, I could have dealt with that issue. Yeah, we all have. Whether in sales or relationships, we all have. And that, my friends, is the internal problem. The internal problem is the thing that's really going on the inside, that usually we don't communicate very well, if at all. Sometimes, get this, we don't even know what's going on. We don't even know we're having that internal problem. But internal problems are where you make your money. Because no one buys a solution that solves their external problem. They buy solutions that solve their internal problem. So if you've only been spending time hearing what people said and trying to fix or use your solution to solve that problem that they said and feel frustrated because they're still not buying and or they're still not happy, that's because you're trying to solve external problems. You solve someone's internal problem, they'll love you for life. They'll be a customer for life, because that's what we're all looking for. And you've heard it. You've had those conversations with customers, I'm sure. Or you may have even been on the other side where you felt like, where someone said to you, oh, wow, you were like, it was like you were in my head. You knew exactly what I wanted. You gave me exactly what I was looking for. That's the internal problem that you solved. So as we're defining our personas, we need to define what the external problems are, the external pains, but then we need to take it a step further and start to consider what are the internal problems that we also solve? What are the internal problems that we address with this solution that we're bringing to the market? And the best way to do that, guys, is to go back and consider your past clients and things that they have said to you. So yes, close your eyes and visualize. Think about the conversations you've had. Think about those moments where it clicked for them and they were like, yes, I'm going to use you because. Or this is why. And that is the moment that you're looking for where they start to express what their internal problem was that they had that you have just solved. Because once you solve their internal, they're guaranteed to buy. Guaranteed. It doesn't even matter if you're more expensive. Does not matter if you are more expensive. They're guaranteed to buy if you solve their internal problem, because everyone else is only trying to solve their external problem. Okay? Now, the last category is the philosophical problems or the philosophical pain. The philosophical problem The philosophical problem is, what is going to go wrong or what is not going to be right in the world, in air quotes, the world, if this problem doesn't get solved? Okay? So I own the gift delivery business, one of the many businesses I've owned in my life. I've owned a gift delivery business for many, many years. And so often we get phone calls from people who we cannot service. And they tell us that since we can't service them, they are ruining the birthday for the person that they're trying to send a gift to. And why can't we service them? Why can't we just do what they want and service them? Now, right there, you're hearing philosophical problem, because they had an external problem that they needed to send a gift, which solved their internal problem of having that person feel like, you know, they were thought of, they were loved, what have you. That's what they wanted to express. That was the internal problem that they were trying to solve. But the philosophical problem that they were having was they screwed up. They waited too long to buy this gift and they knew it. And if they don't get a gift sent, now this person's day is going to be ruined. And then they're going to have just this horrible birthday. That's philosophically what is going to go wrong if this gift doesn't get sent right now. And so for your customers, it's the same thing. They have that external problem that they present to you, that thing they say out of their mouth. They have that internal problem, the thing that they don't say to you that they need to solve, which is why they're calling, which is why they're reaching out, which is why they're looking at your solution. They've got to solve that internal problem and then they have a philosophical problem. Oftentimes they don't even, they really don't know the philosophical problem. But they have a philosophical problem of what in their world is going to go wrong if they can't solve this problem or get out of the pain that they're in right now. Now, imagine for a moment. I just want you to imagine for a moment that someone came to you with an external pain or an external problem, and you were able to communicate to them not only that, yes, we'll take care of your external, but in the process of taking care of your external, we'll also take care of your internal pain and problems. And we know that this will philosophically solve this, that, or a third for you as well. We will solve your philosophical pain at the same time. If you can do that, if you can hit the internal, the external, and the philosophical in your messaging to your customer, where else would they go? How else can they go anywhere else? Because no one else in your market, I guarantee it, are doing all of those. And guys, this is the reason why we develop personas. Because in the study of developing personas and going through the psychographics of figuring out who these people are and what makes them tick and what makes them work and how they react and why they react to things, we get those answers so that we then, in our marketing, in our copy, in our videos, we can communicate directly to them and tell them, we have the solution. And with our solution, you will have success. And at that point, what else can they do but be your customer, but be your customer for life? Now, this isn't easy, and it's an ongoing process because you're going to continually learn and refine this process. And the thing I want to caution you on as you learn and refine this process, and the way you do that is by having more and more customers and experiences with your customers, is understand that, again, this is about your ideal customer. So if you have a customer and they're not your ideal customer, it doesn't matter what you learn from them. It doesn't belong in your persona because they're not your ideal customer. So guys, this is week two of talking about personas, and we're going to keep doing this for the next couple of weeks and breaking this down even further because it is key and crucial for you to understand your audience. And personas are my first and most important framework in helping you understand your audience. And I want you to understand that because we've been using this for so long and it works so well. Now, it does take a lot of work. It does. It takes a lot of work, but it's so well worth it because then you can communicate directly to your customers in a language that's going to work for them, that's going to put them at ease, and most importantly for you, going to turn them into lifelong customers. So guys, I'm Atiba. This has been Traffic Keys. If you missed any of our past videos, please check them out. You can go to our to Traffic Keys on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, a Facebook group, or you can check us out on YouTube at Traffic Keys. Just search Traffic Keys in YouTube. You'll get all the videos there too. If you have any questions, any thoughts on defining the pain for your customer, please leave me a comment. Love to hear from you guys. Love to answer your questions. I will see you guys tomorrow.